USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former VP Joe Biden is racking up some endorsements from prominent Democrats hours after officially announcing he's running for the White House in 2020. Although one person we're not hearing from, former President Barack Obama. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Barack Obama not saying anything about Biden's announcement, but Biden claims that there's a reason for that.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Police say it does not appear to have been an accident when a former Army sharpshooter drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians in a Silicon Valley suburb earlier this week.
The information that we have from the witnesses at the scene and the physical evidence led us to believe that it was a deliberate act.
That's Sunnyvale, California Police Chief Fon No, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
The first summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was short on substance, but long on symbolism, and that's what both men need. That's at least according to former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson. He explains on Fox News.
Well, it's not much substance. No economic assistance went to Kim, but it fulfills the objectives of the two leaders. For Putin, it shows he's still a major player on the world stage. For Kim, it shows that he's not isolated diplomatically.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leak, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
A watchdog group is suing the NRA. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. President Trump's to speak at the NRA's annual convention tomorrow.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults blame drug companies a great deal for the opioid epidemic. The poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs finds that 63% of the public blame pharmaceutical companies a great deal for the crisis. Meanwhile, 35% of people polled also say they or someone close to them have been addicted to prescription painkillers or heroin. And finally, Florida investigators are challenging efforts by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft to block the release of a video where he is allegedly seen paying for sex. A hearing on Kraft's request to suppress the video is scheduled for Friday in West Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.